Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you heard us talk about the Underground Railroad and things that were taking place as they were going rescuing victims of sex trafficking, and how these particular government law enforcement officials were really frustrated with the government not being able to, they were kind of held back by all the federal regulations and all from going in and rescuing children that they knew that was being held for sex slavery and sex trafficking and all that. Well, they formed their own organization, and we talked about that early on. It's called the Underground Railroad. But the exciting thing is they have a new movie coming out called The Abolitionists, and this movie will actually educate the world and our community and our churches on what's taking place. Let's take a look now.
So she's 14.
Yes.
Here's the thing, does she do everything?
If she wants more money, she better ask.
There's not gonna be any problem.
Exactly.
And she's 14 for sure.
Yes.
Laura.
Yeah.
You're the man. People travel all over the world and to engage in sex with children.
They're this age, and they're this age being forced into sexual exploitation.
There were girls, the youngest of which was 10 years old. She was actually 6 months pregnant.
These babies are having babies. Even the ones that are saying, yeah, I'm 18, and I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The demand side is what drives it. People want to buy that.
If me and my team don't find these kids and go for these kids, no one is going to. It's our job. We have to do something.
When we're in a foreign government, we work with the foreign government. We pretend to be one of those traveling people on a sex tour. We're going to go after these bad guys. Anywhere they are, we're gonna find them, we're gonna root them out, we're gonna pull these kids out. The typical sting is to do like the bad guys do. They sell kids for sex.
I knew that night that the rest of my life would be spent rescuing and saving these little girls.
Our best weapon is our stealthiness and our ability to really just trick the bad guys.
Good people don't know how fast this problem is.
Is this a tragedy? But what's so good about it, they're actually educating us and letting us know what's going on. Some of the reports are, it's reportedly or allegedly stated that there's more slaves in the world today than there's ever been. They're sex slaves. Children are being held as sex slaves. If you have not yet gone to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and read and watch the program called The Pink Room, we can understand how these things begin to happen and how society's taking advantage of them because of the global ability to use the internet today, where good things are taking place, evil things are taking place too, where people are purchasing people online and through these kind of organizations. And so we thank God for this Underground Railroad and what they're doing. When we get back, and I encourage you to partner with them too. It's a simple thing. You can partner with them for $25 a month, and you know that you're participating in the process of them going, and they show up just like the SEAL team, and they rescue these kids. They did it in Haiti. We have some things on VFN Torch for you to be able to see that. But they go right in, they work with the local governments, they come in there, and they have to actually catch the people in the act, and they've done that, and they've had successful prosecutions and stopped a lot of things. And so we thank God for them. We want to pray that the Lord would just end the sex trafficking in the world. But when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how God wants us to partner with Him. I mean, you think about it. When God was speaking to his prophets, he says, you know, do you see this? And he would say, yes, I see it. He said, well, then if you see it, then say it. And so whatever we're saying is what we're believing. And God wants us to begin to say what he wants to take place, because he can bring those things to pass when we begin to prophesy. These men, I don't know if they were SEAL team, but I think they were CIA agents, mm-hmm. or maybe, but they're definitely federal law enforcement, that they were frustrated not being able to just jump in and free these children from sex trafficking, because they would see them, but the federal government, you have all these loops you got to go through, and
held back by all the red tape and all the regulations,
all of that. And so, and then if you got a heart for the brokenness and you want to help them, especially if you got a call on your life, you're thinking, I got to do something about this. And they started,
I believe it's, if you could look that up on the links for VFNTV.com, it's called the Underground Railroad. And they begin to form an organization. And this movie that they've put together is them in action going undercover. So when you're watching that video, that trailer for that movie, you may be thinking, hey, you know, what are they doing? When you go undercover, they had to go like they were a buyer. And they were going to go buy these services. And so they showed up in Haiti at an orphanage in one of the particular cases. And they were, you know, he was setting the whole case up. They had to be able to walk through the whole process of saying, you know, these are the children, these are the costs, this is the price. And they paid all this money to them. And once they paid the money to them, then that sealed the deal that they violated international law, I believe, definitely Haiti law and laws in America. And they arrested all the folks that were there. And so this movie kind of, it helps us, you know, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're going to be held accountable. You know, not necessarily for what's going on, but how we responded to what's going on. What's the name of their organization?
Operation Underground Railroad.
Operation Underground Railroad. You can get to that by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on the links. But it's so important to be able to stand. When you stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know, I did this. But I also was making sure, but I want to make sure that whatever I can do to help free these children from sex trafficking taking place. In the pink room, man, that's a powerful revelation because, you know, God just revealed it to us. We're trying to figure out how in the world could somebody in Cambodia, a parent, give their child away for a refrigerator and then sell their 8-year-old child, allow their child to be sold by a pimp, basically, you know, for $8 or $25. And then we did begin to find out what happened was it ties into, you know, Vietnam. It ties into us going in that particular land, and then it ties into Pol Pot, you know, which is the leader in Cambodia, I believe, and that he killed all the parents, killed all the killing fields. You probably heard about the killing fields. That was the Cambodian leader, Pol Pot. And he killed all the wise people, the people of faith, anybody that knew anything, he killed them all. And so you had all these young people being raised up by him and by others. And so they had no values. They didn't have that grid yet. And all of a sudden it comes to the point where a mother and a father could give their kid up for a refrigerator because they saw no value in that child at that time.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when we rid ourselves of our values. If we allow our traditions to be destroyed, our principles to be forgotten, and God to be forgotten, because the first thing Pol Pot said after he killed everybody that was knew anything, and parents and all, he gathered them all together in groups like of 20, and he said, God is dead. That's the first thing he said. The second thing he said is, this is your family now. But today is day one. That's what he said. And it's like, my goodness, evil is prevalent. You know what I'm saying? It's prevalent. It's so important that we are concerned about things that aren't just. And you know, you hear constantly talking about, we know we need to end abortion. I mean, this child has a voice, but yet it cannot use the voice yet. So we have to be the voice for the voiceless. Another is a child, you know, that the child doesn't have a voice. And so we have to be there, you know, for that child to say, you know, this is not right. And whatever caused it, even if it's from Cambodia or what's happening today, that, you know, praying to God that you would stop this, that you would stop the abusers and the imprisoners and the slave traders. It's just the love of money, the fact that, but the truth is, you know, people do all kinds of things for money, and that's just another evil thing that's done, you know, for money. But we can pray and ask God that it would stop, but we also can partner with, what's the name of their ministry again?
Operation Underground Railroad.
Operation Underground Railroad. We have a video there for you. This is going to just bless your heart as you see how things operate. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.